from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Didn't Flavor Flav date Brigitte Nielsen?
I have no idea. He's at the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. So is Snoop. He's our mascot.
Yeah, Snoop's over there.
Mm-hmm. Snoop's like never coming back.
No, he's not.
That's a man. Yeah. Light, dude. That guy's a freaking icon in Paris right now.
Hey, I didn't think Jason Kelce was going to come back until I saw him at halftime of the football game with the beret last night.
Man.
Yeah, that's how you blend in. When you go to Paris, you wear a beret so they know you're not a tourist. And when you go to New York, you can ask Spector, because he didn't like it when we did the Super Bowl, because he doesn't know how to have fun. I wore an I Love New York hat every day so I wouldn't look like a tourist. You got to blend in with all of that kind of stuff. So Jason Kelce doing it the right way. You wear that beret, brother.
Mac, did you watch the entire football game last night?
Well, until they took it away from me.
Oh, yeah. No. That was saving America from themselves by bouncing out of that game in the third quarter last night.
I might have been the only one who
just
was
just a monsoon of a cancellation.
That thing rains every year.
Every time.
Every time they play time. That game, there's something wrong that happens out there.
Yeah.
And I was there, I think it was like 01 or 02. Whenever Hank Stram went into the Hall of Fame and the Chiefs were playing in that game, they never came back out after halftime. The rain was so bad, they just pulled everybody off the field. They're like, we're done here. And it was back in those days. You were like in a high school locker room. I mean, it was a miserable setup that they had there. But I was reading something this morning about that. Like, they've got like old school AstroTurf on that field from like the 1980s and things like that. Number one, why? It's the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Get some new turf on that field. And apparently that turf is unable to handle water. Every year during this Hall of Fame game, that thing rains, and it seems like they cancel. It's probably happened three times, but it feels like it's happened every single year. There's been paint issues and things of that nature. Like, why? I guess I'm asking, why doesn't the NFL do this? Because they're cheap. But, I mean, like, you've got this Hall of Fame. You've got this stadium. You're playing this alleged game. You want people to watch it. And then it, you know, dies halfway through because the field is incapable of holding water. The NFL needs to find a way to fix that field and then in turn fix every other field in the NFL at this point in time, right? Like, we need to get kind of even across the board. You can't have athletes going out there on a turf field from the 1980s. That's stupid.
It's also like, does it rain more during the Hall of Fame game or Halloween?
I think during the Hall of Fame game.
Seems like it always rains.
Halloween is always rainy too, though. Yeah.
It's what it always makes me think of. It's like every time it's Halloween, it's like tonight it's going to be a high of 52 degrees and rain all evening. It's like, damn it, I'm wearing face paint.
Yeah, they still? That cold, like damp rain, you know, where it's like 40 degrees and it's just rainy and it's nasty.
Terrible.
And you just don't want to be out in it, but by God, you got to get your Snickers.
Full size. Go to the houses that sell the, or give out the full size candy bars.
Well, that's where you are over there with your Diamondback bike. And
just never going to let that go, are you? Never gonna let that go.
So y'all watched a bit of it though?
I did. I caught a little bit of it. Yeah. You know, what hooked me on the Hall of Fame game, and this is gonna sound ridiculous, the kickoffs. Like, the kickoff actually hooked me on the Hall of Fame game for a little bit. And then they started scoring and they kept having kickoffs. So I kept watching the kickoffs and whatnot and trying to figure out how it's going to be.
I'm still confused. It looks weird.
it's weird. It's new. It's different. So that means we don't like it, right? Because that's the way we operate. We don't give anything a chance. I think from my standpoint, I think it's going to be very interesting to see how this whole thing ends up playing out and what becomes of it. And I know Joe Buck said this last night, or Troy Aikman. I don't know, Joe. I think this is like my God, he talked for like 17 minutes straight last night. I'm like, would somebody knock him and let him know that he's still going?
Troy?
Yeah.
Gotta be careful with his head, though.
Yeah, that is true.
Can't really knock Troy.
No, can't do that.
He's like one skull tap away from, you know.
Yeah, falling apart right there, right? And so that was either him or Buck were talking about, you know, it's like it's basically a running play is essentially what the kickoff has turned into.
It was a Troy.
Like,
and he stopped talking about it.
And I'm like, he's kind of right about that. I see what he's saying here. But I think there's a lot of strategy, and because it's new and different right now, I'm really into it, and I kind of like the kickoff right now. And my first go round with the kickoff, my first taste of the kickoff, I like it. What did you think, Mac?
Well, it's weird when you first see it, you're like, okay, why isn't anyone moving?
Yeah,
no one's moving.
Yeah,
you
what's
move.
Going on? I was like, what is this play?
Yeah, it's very, because you're not allowed to move till the returner catches it and then starts running, and then everyone can move, and it's boom, they're 5 yards apart from each other. I was like, you guys are way too close.
They make it look like the everyman could return a kickoff now 100%. In the NFL, right? Like, yes. I'm watching that, I'm like, I could potentially do that.
Put Chris Jones back there.
Yeah.
It's that is my one kind of qualm with it is we're bringing back returns. You know, Devin Hester, of course, goes in the Hall of Fame last night and deserves it. And if it weren't for special teams and returning, he's not in Canton. I mean, and I just don't know if it has the same gravitas because,
kind of word was that?
I think any Joe could, any just whatever, could just return now because it is easier.
Is it easier or is it harder to get a return right now? I know they want to do it to have action in the game, right? And they don't want to wait because I think like 75% of the kickoffs were touchbacks last year, right?
Yeah.
So are they doing it to make it easier? Or are they doing it just to have another play of action? Because the way that I looked at it last night, I'm like, I don't necessarily know that it's easier to get touchdowns and to return kicks better than it was. It's completely different. And there's not a lot of momentum that gets going, right? Like when you used to catch the ball at the goal line, you had momentum going. Those guys coming downfield had momentum going. It feels like you're starting cold and you're just, all right, go. And then you got to go. And then by the time you get going, boom, the play is over. I don't know if we're going to see a lot more scores out of this unless these special teams coordinators start to get a little wacky and crazy and come up with some fun stuff to do. Yesterday was very by the books, just catch it and run forward type of thing. So I'm interested to see, like, are we going to have wild and crazy type returns and everyone's going to be different and these special teams coordinators are actually going to have something to do for the first time in 20 years? Like, I'm hoping it goes of that route, but from what I saw last night, I don't know that it's going to be any easier, but there's more action in the game than there was before.
I thought that we were playing NFL Blitz with all the like graphics and like the coloring. I was like, I don't know if it was like too many Miller Lights. So I was like crossing my eyes. I was like, is this what it's going to look like? Like, what happened to the days you just held your finger up and heard the Rolling Stones Start Me Up and then kicked it off
and everybody ran.
All right, here we go.
But, I mean, we'll see what happens after this year. Obviously, it's just a test run, you know, and if nobody likes it and people are like, get rid of this thing, let's move back to the other one, they will do it. But I do appreciate the NFL making a drastic change like this. Like, Major League Baseball made some drastic changes, and it's been great for the game. And before we saw the pitch clock and the bigger bases and, you know, throwing over only twice and all that kind of stuff, how many people were poo-pooing the baseball things? Oh, it's going to ruin the game. It's going to ruin the game. Baseball has never been better. It has never been better than it is right now with the way that the pace of play is going in this game. It is so much fun to watch baseball. There's a sense of urgency. It moves. It's great. We don't know what this kickoff rule is going to be like. And so if you watched last night, you're like, I don't think it's any good. You got to give it a shot. You got to give it a year. And then at the end of the year, we all say, this thing sucked. The NFL will probably say this thing sucked as well and maybe go back to something that we're all accustomed to and all used to. But I'm open for trying it, man. I'm open for trying anything in sports. I think we're at that point in time where it's about evolving and finding ways to do things differently to try to capture new fans, keep the old ones you got, make the game more interesting. This adds an intrigue element to me.
Two plays in the recent years now that the NFL is tried to change and make meaningful that were meaningless, the kickoff and the PAT. And,
yeah.
and PAT, we've seen improvement, a lot more misses. It's actually something that you have to watch. You're not going to make it every time. And yeah, I hope the kickoff becomes that. You know, an interesting point from Rich Bisaccia, one point interim head coach with the Raiders now.
Good Italian dish, the Rich Bisaccia.
Rich Bisaccia, very good. Special teams coordinator at Green Bay, he said something interesting the other week is he thinks they're going to make changes before the season starts. They're going to watch preseason and they're going to make some adjustments to the rules a little bit. Mm. I don't know what he thinks, but it is curious to watch that.
So put that in your pipe and smoke it for people that think the preseason is irrelevant.
That's right.
I mean, obviously it takes time to adjust to the new rules, but I mean, that's the first takeaway I had last night was, all right, so you got to get it in the green zone.
Right.
You got to wait till he catches it. And then, like, the text line says that I was like, well, once you get past that line, that might just be an automatic touchdown.
It is. Like if
did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double-check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Yep, from the 417, they're doing the kickoffs to reduce concussions. They're doing it to bring more action to the game. They'll tell you it's about the concussions and all that stuff. It's not. If you want to reduce concussions out of the game of football, you take the helmets away and you don't have kickoffs. Pretty simple.
Or you play with those foam helmets.
Yeah, the foam helmets on, right. But, you know, rugby players, you never hear about concussions in rugby. Those guys don't lead with their helmets. People have a helmet on. They're leading with their helmet. You want to get rid of concussions in football, get rid of helmets. Pretty simple. And then we move on. But they're not doing it to reduce concussions. The NFL does not care about player safety. That's very evident. They care about how to have more action in the game, increase scoring in the game, make the game more exciting. That's what they're doing. That's why they're doing this. And I think the text line is right. Like, you get by that first wave there, you're gone. You think the kicker's going to tackle you? Unless it's like McAfee out there, you know, one of those
Justin
type of
Reed.
Guys, or Justin Reed kicking off, or, you know, whatever. Then you may have somebody get tackled. But, I mean, you've seen a kicker try to tackle. I mean, it's worse than a high school kid trying to ask a girl out on a date.
Mm. 610 Sports Radio, KCSB, Kansas City, WDAF, HD2, Liberty, and Odyssey Station. Football's back, which means we can get into some Chiefs predictions. You guys okay with that? I think we're all going to be in the same ballpark here. Bob, you go first with your regular season predictions.
All right. I've asked everybody to kind of write their script because, as we know, the league is scripted. So I want everybody to kind of write their script of how they see this Chiefs season playing out. You guys can weigh in on the text line as well at 913-586-7610. And I think what's ultimately going to happen is the Chiefs are going to have a 15-2 regular season. And those two losses are going to come at the end of the year. They're going to lose two out of their final three games because they're going to put together this great run and they're going to be like 14-0 and everybody's going to be talking about, oh my God, are they going to go undefeated? They'll drop two of their final three games and finish the regular season at 15-2 and have that first round bye. They'll advance all the way to the AFC title game at Arrowhead Stadium, where Aaron Rodgers and the Jets will be the opponent for the Kansas City Chiefs. You see what I did here? They want the Jets to be relevant. They need Aaron Rodgers to be relevant. What's going to be more relevant than Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes in an AFC championship game? You want to talk about the highest ratings that the NFL could ever see? That would be the highest rated AFC championship game, maybe the highest rated games outside the Super Bowl, Rodgers versus Mahomes at Arrowhead Stadium. Rodgers melts, Mahomes stars, the Chiefs roll the Jets by 17. They go to the Super Bowl and they face the Lions, which will be America's sweetheart team. Everybody in America will be rooting for the Lions. America. They'll be rooting against Kansas City. We'll have to hear about it all the time. The Lions, the Lions, the Lions. Nobody's rooting for the Chiefs. Kansas City wins the Super Bowl 34-10 to 3-peat. That's the script that's going to play out, in my opinion, this year for Kansas City.
Tennessee Mac?
Yeah, I got 14-3, so just one game last. First round bye, they'll play the Texans in the AFC Championship game. So they're kind of setting up C.J. Stroud. Some people have some questions. Most people are in, but this will solidify him as the future in the AFC. He's the young gun. And then they'll get to the Super Bowl. They'll play the Packers, the future of the NFC. Jordan Love. Jordan Love will have a good game. The Packers will play well, but the Chiefs, of course, will overcome and win. And this will be the first playoffs where they don't have to come back in any game, let alone by 10 points. They will be up every game. They will win handedly. And it'll be that first time, okay, this is now a juggernaut. We already saw them win three Super Bowls. Now it's like, okay, everyone's petrified. And you have the future of the league and Love and Stroud solidified.
So to go back and reference yours, you say they lose two of their final three.
Yeah.
Their final three games are home against Houston, at Pittsburgh, at Denver.
Yeah.
Denver, maybe that's the game where they rest the starters. Right. There's a loss there. Then yeah, maybe yeah. the yeah. other
one.
Yeah.
And I think the Houston one maybe in you know, the day before Christmas or whatever it is, that Saturday game. Yeah.
And then Mac builds up Houston and the Chiefs, kind of like how we got built up with Cincinnati. You play them in week 16, the rematch is in the playoffs. You go back and see what happened in that game.
So I think, though, you say Houston in the AFC Championship game. I'm going to poke a hole in that one. Like, you got to think like the script writers. We don't have many more episodes of Aaron Rodgers left in us. We've got a lot of episodes of C.J. Stroud in this.
I think we play Aaron Rodgers in division.
Okay, great. All right.
I have the Chiefs going 14-3.
All right.
Three losses, whatever. I don't know. They always lose a game they shouldn't. 14-3 is a damn good record.
Mm-hmm.
Number one seed, first round bye. I have Mahomes winning the MVP, throwing for 50 and 5,000.
Okay.
Because why not with the new offense that they have? I think they win the Super Bowl. I think Travis Kelce proposes on the 50-yard line.
Ooh, after the Super Bowl. All right.
I think he announces his retirement.
All right.
And I then think after the Super Bowl is over, Tom Pelissero writes an article that says Xavier Worthy is thinking about retirement.
Okay.
He's done everything he can. He's won a title. He's the fastest player in the league. He's thinking about calling it quits. Sign, Tommy P.
I like that. Yes. But Mike Florio will have Andy Reid retiring again at the end of the season. Well, he's won three in a row. He's done nothing. No,
Pelissero.
Yeah, four in a row. Four in a row, Florio. We got four in a row that we're going for right now. So, Florio already.
Yeah, Florio, not that, Pelissero. Yeah. Sorry, Tom. I like you.
But no, Florio. He will write the column that Steve Spagnuolo is going to retire. Matt Nagy is going to go live in a hut and fish, and that Andy Reid is going to walk away, and the Kansas City Chiefs will then be coached by Bozo the Clown.
And Brett Veach is simply just tired of winning and being the best, so he decides to
walk away as well to do something more challenging.
Yep.
Yeah, Brett Veach goes and runs a baseball team.
Yeah, Mike Florio will write the article that Xavier Worthy is no longer having fun. It's just too easy for him.
Correct.
He's thinking about hanging it up.
Yeah, Chris Jones is like, I got three. I don't need another. I'm out. I'm retiring. Travis Kelce proposes, and him and Taylor live happily ever after in Leawood. And you see them at Trader Joe's on a Saturday getting ice. Like that. That's the Florio script at the end of the season. He's already preparing that now.
Oh, he's already written the article. He just has to hit.
He just hit send. Go. Send, Florio. Send.
And then
Clark's going to sell the team because, they've just had too much success and he can't stand it anymore. Ooh. So he's going to sell his father's team to the highest bidder, and they're moving it to Germany.
And Bob, you like scripts. So I did my homework for Professor Bob last night, and I feel like I probably am going to get an A on this assignment. But the script is already being written for the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah.
For those of you that missed the news yesterday, Justin Herbert is sidelined for the next 3 to 6 weeks, 3 to 5 weeks. Probably not going to play any more preseason games, so they expect him to be ready for the opener against the Raiders because he has a foot injury.
Right.
So here's my script for the Chargers, if you're ready. The Chargers and Justin Herbert and Jim Harbaugh are going to have a rough year. Because this is one of those injuries, and I know that maybe this isn't as egregious as you think, but it's a foot injury that could be an aggravating injury throughout the season.
Right.
Last year it was Burrow's calf, and then it turned into his hand, and now it's his wrist. And Harbaugh, who we know is a red ass, loves to be tough. A lot of like Matheny vibes. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to win every game. You have to play your hardest every game. You have to be mindful, not physically. Like, it's all in your head that you're hurt. And that foot injury for Herbert is a little bit alarming because that's one of those things that, like, you literally just cannot be on it. You cannot put anything under pressure on it, or it's just going to continue to be aggravated. And there's going to be times where Herbert's going to be maybe not up to his best potential. He's going to use the injury as an excuse. It's going to be like, I can't get a good feel. And Harbaugh is going to have subtitled, comments where it's like, well, you just got to get past the injury. You got to play with your toughness and all that sort of thing. And the Chargers are going to have an in-house explosion because you're going to have your star quarterback who's not going to be 100% all season, is going to have the foot injury. You're going to have your new hired head coach who's trying to bring a new demeanor into the team, a new sort of toughness, a new two-day mentality, and it's just not going to work, and there's going to be pushing and shoving, heads butting constantly, and the Chargers are going to go 7-10, and they're going to be a disappointment once again in the NFL.
And Justin Herbert will be the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys next year. I'm going to add that one in. That's going to be my little sidebar because you're right. I love the way you're thinking. See, you're learning, Dusty. You're understanding how operate, right? You're getting it. There is a script. There is a plan. There is drama because without it's just a football game, right? Yeah. Like the NFL is all about drama. It's our soap opera. And what adds to the drama, what adds to the conversation are things of that nature. And if his injury doesn't quite heal and doesn't get to where they want it to be and he doesn't have such a great year, you got a new head coach. They're going to make an announcement at the end of the year that, hey, this is not our guy. We want to make sure that Jim Harbaugh has the guy that he wants. We're trading him for 2 first-round draft picks or whatever it's going to be to the Dallas Cowboys because they're going to let Dak Prescott go after the season. That's how I see that whole thing playing out, unless Jerry gets panicked and decides to sign Dakota Prescott to a long-term deal. But if I'm Jerry Jones right now, you found out this long with Dakota, right? You found out this long with a marginal quarterback. Why not just go one more season, bring Bill Belichick down there to be your head coach, which we'll get into because I don't think Belichick's ever coaching him, but this is what Jerry wants. Bring Belichick in as your head coach, trade for Justin Herbert. Now you have become single-handedly the biggest story in the NFL. And what is Jerry Jones like? He likes to be the story. He likes to be the center of attention. Doesn't really care about winning, hasn't done it in 30 years, but he cares about being the center of attention. The modern-day P.T. Barnum. Put up the circus tent. Everybody comes to watch, and everybody will come to watch the Dallas Browns take on Justin Herbert and Bill Belichick facing the world. That's the way it's going to be. You mark my words, Belichick and Justin Herbert in Dallas next year. Let's go.
People mocked me when I said the last leaf will fall. The last leaf was called Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to me like a wet paper sack from a glory hole.
Somebody else is in on the script. 913, Goff gets hurt week 13.
Okay.
Dan Campbell calls Tom Brady because Lions currently are 10-2. So he comes back to match Mahomes in the Super Bowl to stop the three-peat, but Mahomes comes out on top, gets his three-peat, gets Tom Brady back, solidified as the GOAT.
I like that script. I'm in on that.
Yeah, I love that.
I like it. I like the outside-the-box thinking. More of those, please.
You can't
more
tell me Tom wouldn't come back if the right team called him.
How many times are we going to hear that storyline this year in the NFL, right? The season is officially here. We had our first exhibition game yesterday. How many times are we going to hear a team rumored to be in contact with Tom Brady to lure him out of retirement over under? I'm going to set it 3.5.
Oh, boy.
How many teams
you're
going to take the under?
Under.
Because the Raiders are going to be a topic of conversation because he's got, you know, ties with them. He's allegedly buying part of the team or whatever the case may be. And by the way, shout out Antonio Pierce on this one. You see who he surrounded himself with, who's like working with him right now? Marvin Lewis and Tom Coughlin are like there at training camp with him. Like,
nice. I love that.
That's pretty effing cool, right? I didn't like to see Tom Coughlin in that Raider pullover the other day.
Rosacea Tom.
But, you know, if you want to be a great head coach, why not bring in a 2-time Super Bowl winner? And Marvin Lewis won in Cincinnati when nobody could win there. That's a great twosome to have kind of mentoring you as you try to become a head coach. It's a brilliant move. Still don't have a quarterback. That's why I'm thinking you're going to hear Brady to the Raiders. Okay. It's going to happen. People are going to start that rumor. It's going to be a conversation. There's going to be a major injury in September to a quarterback. That team that has playoff aspirations will consider Tom Brady. So do we think we get 4 or more teams that will be rumored and tied?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tied to at some point in the time during the season to Tom Brady. That's what you have to think about when I set that over-under at 3.5.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.